My sons will never play with dolls. That is not what men do. Men are supposed to be leaders, protectors, providers. How can I expect him to be the head of a home if he's steady tending to a house made of plastic? I said, I refuse to let my sons play with dolls. If I ever catch him with a Barbie, a Bratz, a Polly Pocket, or Cabbage Patch, I swear my right hand to God, I will set him straight, knowing that is not how God intended for us to act. I said, I refuse to let my sons play with dolls. Because I don't want them learning what it's like to have ownership over a woman's body. Thinking that all women are born with strings on their back. That if you pull hard enough, they'll act how you want them to act. Wear what you want them to wear. Talk the talk and walk the walk straight into a box that was never designed to hold the sound of a woman's voice, let alone her stretch marks. Tattooed across her skin as a result of reaching so far across the universe, she bridged heaven and earth, yet still, there are men that view women as more mistake than they do miracle, who spit sexist slurs through their teeth like refund receipts for all the clothes he will never allow her to wear because she's showing too much skin, because that outfit is asking for it, because all she wants is attention. Men who are more likely to punish you for an abortion than they are for sexual assault. But if they see the procedure to be the murder of a baby inside of a woman, then tell me, when a girl gets raped, is the child inside her not dying too? Is the robbery of her innocence not worth better laws, or will we continue to force these girls into a motherhood they didn't ask for? A friend tells me that her mother was born from a rape, and I ask how she's coping with that today, as she now has to look her mother in the eyes and wonder if she's able to see the blessing before she sees the trauma. Is her life the gift she always wanted, or could she just not find the receipt? My mother tells me that she was 25 when she got her first doll, but that her first memory as a child was being beat by her father. And it hurts to know that, like so many other girls, my mother had to live her childhood backwards, being treated like a woman well before she was one, yet never taken seriously, long after she became one, having to train her words daily until they were callous, just so maybe what she says might be able to hold a little bit of weight. I hate that I have to use my platform to preach problems of political policies that are not mine to paint. So don't mistake this for spray can saviorism spread across a canvas of shit that's trending. Think of it more as my apology for every time I turned a blind eye on a woman just trying to be seen. And a promise to the men who laid hands on my mother and her mother and her mother. If I ever see you again, I will send you straight back to whoever it is you prayed to at night. For if God were to set foot on this great earth, let it be a stiletto or a pump, a wedge, a knee high, a thigh high, or whatever the fuck she wants to wear, because she's not a toy, she's a person. My boys will not make toys out of people, so I refuse to let my sons play with dolls until they actually understand the difference between the two.